The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating 60 years on the U of W campus, created by volunteers in our community and made possible by generous listeners.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
Granddaddy with a funky beat and big bass drum. it be your life. Go singing and dancing in the whole night through. Oh, the shovel with a big away my blue. In the big bad city, turn it all around.
around the hydro towers, listen to them singing in the park. Wind the clocks to tighten all the radios are blowing in the dark. The mothers lie down in the daytime and dream about Hollywood. I know that they'd get there if they could.
He said, man, I got a few things I can teach you. Teach you how to live in a righteous way. Send you off to heaven this very day. He said, give me that bag, son, and make a small donation to the Church of Better Days. said first of all, you gotta bust up just enough green to get a feeling good and fat. We're gonna roll ourselves a bet, yeah, that's right, kid. We're gonna smoke a grenade, 3.5 grams of AAA to the brain. He said this ain't no pipe rip. Are you feeling alright, kid? It's a church of better days. Come on. Pass it along when you've had enough. Share it with the crowd, don't let it hit the ground. When it comes back, just start another round. It's a righteous campaign. We are all saved at the Church of Better Days. I don't want to settle down. 'Cause on the seventh day, Lord took rest. Even the Almighty need time to digest everything that's going on all of the time. Somewhere in the world, the sun is about to rise. But before I start my day, I always go and pray at the Church of Better Days. He said one last thing before we part ways. Huh. You gotta follow your heart, make good art.
Breaker, breaker, break hearts 10-4, daddy-o. You always said you'd drive me. You always said you'd drive me crazy. Said it was you and me till we died. So hands on the wheel and let's drive. Buckle up and drive me.
CKW 95.9 FM. Oh, I'm peeking. Hey. Oh, that's a bit better, I think. Am I blowing everyone's head off here? I hope not. I'll talk quieter. Hi, it's our Folk Fest show. Our Folk Fest preview show. Yeah, and I can't do that anymore. But yeah, we're previewing the Folk Fest, but we're also previewing Punk Fest. Which I'm going to have to miss this year because I am, in fact, working media at the Winnipeg Folk Festival for the third time in Night Danger Radio's existence. So we're going to be there. The Folk Fest just sold out, by the way, and they're saying it was the first time ever in advance that the Folk Fest has absolutely zero tickets, none, not one. So you can't buy tickets at the door anymore. They changed the way they do that. You used to be able to walk up Birds Hill Park and just buy your ticket, but for the last probably 5 years, I think it might have been even perhaps pre-pandemic, I'm thinking, is when they changed the thing where you could only buy your tickets online. Now, if there were tickets left, of course you could pull out your phone and buy your ticket at the gate right there and go, hey, here's my ticket. So it's same idea, but it used to be for people who aren't really down with their cell phone, kind of like me. I'm not really a good cell phone person, but yeah, you have to buy them in advance now, and they're all gone. None. Zero. Like, you can't even walk up and pull out your phone and just buy a ticket anymore. They are done. I think Angine de Poitrine probably have something to say, something to do with that. And never mind that, Billy Bragg and Goat and all the incredible, incredible artists. Mr. Chris Frayer, who I hope I'm saying that right, the artistic director for the Winnipeg Folk Festival, has outdone himself yet again. And he always seems to do it. Every year that Folk Fest is on, I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy. And then, oh, man, that band's crazy. Oh, that artist is, and it just goes on and on. And my gosh, I am getting pretty excited. The forecast is looking pretty good, although my goodness, Saturday, Sunday, we're into the mid-30s, and I don't know what it's going to be with the humididex. So if you're heading to Folk Fest, water, I've been to the Folk Fest for, I think, 31 or 32 years, water is probably the biggest thing, you know, for me. I just drink tons of that stuff. And then, yeah, don't fool yourself, you know, find some shade every once in a while. Don't be, if you're going to all the daytime stages, you know, maybe, you know, take a little break every once in a while and, you know, go to the Shady Grove stage, which is really shady, and get in there. I'm just kind of hoping there's a nice breeze, you know, a nice sun and everything like that. And Folk Fest will be really, really amazing, I think. So, yeah. And let's keep all those, although it doesn't look like it. So we might luck out here, but all the crazy June weather appears to be behind us, and I don't think the Folk Festival or Winnipeg Punk Fest is going to be inundated with storms and lightning and thunder and, you know, torrential rain and heavy winds. I think we're good. I think we are going to be good. And I have to say, I was a little wee bit worried, you know, with the weather we've been having, about being in the middle of a field in Birdsill Park, a huge storm blows through. I'm like, oh, please don't let that happen. But no, we're looking good. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great time. I'm super stoked for Angine de Poitrine. But I mean, I might even be more stoked at this point for Billy Bragg. It's been growing all week while I was, you know, listening to tons of Folk Fest music for this very show. And I kind of forgot. I think I take him for granted, but Billy Bragg is freaking unbelievable. So good. He's a Sunday night at 6 p.m. on the main stage. So if you're only coming for the evening stuff, you know, get there at 5 at least, and then schlep your stuff up, set your tarp up on main stage, and get ready for Billy Bragg bright and early, 6 o'clock. I am so excited. Anyways, listen, I'm going to try to talk less because we have tons of music. That first set was a nostalgic Winnipeg Folk Festival set from the Night Danger radio show, straight to you. We just heard Orville Peck from a couple of years ago. He blew my mind. I was telling Tanis I had the goosebumps for this one. It was called Drive Me Crazy, and it's from Show Pony. It's an EP released in 2020 on Columbia Records by Orville. And remember that one? It got delayed by like a little rain shower and stuff. I was standing in the middle of the field with my umbrella, which is weird, you know. Don't judge a man by his umbrella, people. And block parents. And then the clouds went away and it got dark out, on comes Orville Peck, and it was unbelievable. That was such a great show. And another show that really changed my freaking life, because this cemented myself as a Boy Golden fan. I'm still peeking here. Okay. Sorry. So Boy Golden comes on, and he's a kind of a last second replacement for an artist who couldn't make it or something. And I was doing media that year too, so I was actually in the pit taking photographs of the bands, and you're allowed to take photographs for the first three songs, and then you hightail it out of there and you just go and enjoy the rest of the music. It's quite beautiful. And Boy Golden sent shivers through my spine. He was so good, and of course his band, including Fontaine, who is going to be there at the festival this year. I'm looking so forward. Her new record, by the way, we're going to play a song from it later. It's incredible. Her new record is so good. But anyways, that Boy Golden set at Folk Fest was ridiculous. It was so good, and I'm a cemented fan now for life, for sure. So another moment Folk Fest was Blackie and the Rodeo Kings played Junk House's Shine, and it was just absolutely beautiful. That was a long time ago at Folk Fest, but so we played Shine from Junk House from an album called Fuzz, which came out in 97 on Columbia. Sorry, I played Church of Better Days, by the way, which is the title track from their 2021 record on Six Shooter by Boy Golden. And then another moment that blew my mind was just a couple of years ago. Adrian Bailu was at the Folk Fest. Of course, he's an ex-Talking Head member. I mean, he's an ex-King Crimson. I mean, he's played with everybody. He played with Zappa, for the love of CKAW. Anyways, I went to see him. I met him. I have a picture with Adrian Bailey. What a nice gentleman. What a great guy. Oh, my God. I was nervous. I thought, oh, man, I'm kind of intruding on him. And I was like, oh, hey, you know, and he's like, hey, man. And then I knew right away he was a cool dude, scary good guitar player, the whole thing. But I'm again up at the front of the main stage, getting ready to take some pictures, and they let us in, and all of a sudden I'm like, what song is this? And it was Psycho Killer that they were playing. They opened with Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. So we played that from a live record called Stop Making Sense, 1984. Sire Records put it out. And off the top, going way back to the infancy of my Folkfest experience, it's Bill Bourne and Shannon Johnston with the Shuffabone Rhythm from an unbelievably good record, which has been out of print forever. It came out in 96. It's called Victory Train. It's on free. It was on Free Rain or Free Radio Records, which I don't think exists anymore. But what a album that is. If you can get your mitts on that somehow through Discogs or whatever, I'm the proud owner of it because Bill Bourne and Shannon Johnston just blew my mind at Folkfest. I was just like, oh my God, this is a life-changing musical moment for me. And sure enough, I go to the this is when the music tent was quite a bit bigger, right? When CDs were still a thing, and I'm like, oh man, they're probably sold out. And I went to the thing, and I'm like, there it is, Victory Train. And it's one of my treasured CDs in my collection to this very second. And I have it right here in the studio. I just played it for you guys. So there you go. So there's nostalgia. All I got to say is, lots of water. Probably bug spray out at the Folk Fest is going to be necessary. You could buy most of your food there. So, I mean, you don't have to schlep food if you don't want to, because the food down there is quite awesome. But, and there's a tavern if you want to have a few pints or whatever. So everything's kind of there on site. But make sure the sunscreen is in your bag. Make sure the bug screen is in your bag. Make sure you have a big reusable receptacle for your water because the Folkfest is very environmentally friendly. They don't want like a million, disposable, bottles of water. Like, buy the Folkfest one when you get there from the Folkfest tent. They have a big water bottle, which I think I might buy this year. And then you can schlep your water. And of course, they got taps on site for free water if you've never been there before. So it's great. It's amazing. And of course, it looks like the weather's going to hold for everybody. So it's going to be awesome. All right. Listen, enough talk and more folk coming up. I'm going to start with a guy that I just am discovering right now, and he is playing the festival. His name is Joe Nolan, and I am falling in love with this guy. So we're going to start with him. We're going to do a couple of singer-songwriters. There's some unbelievably cool blues in this set. So sit back, get ready for Folk Fest, and here is Joe Nolan in a beautiful, unbelievably... Oh, actually, it's just a wicked song. It's called Hardwood Floors. It's CKW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3, and it's going to be a weird combination of folk music and punk music, just the way we like it. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm living in the city. Don't know if it'll last. I'm flirting with the future and still dating the past. You looked so pretty when I saw you last. I heard somebody tell me you were back. Well, I've missed your melody ever since you've been gone. Still blind to all the mysteries writing these songs. But it's too late for singing now. Lost you long ago. Still by thread I'll be hanging out around your back door. And it's too late for dancing. I can't twirl you no more. Won't be dressing up for anything with my heart on your hardwood floor. Yeah, we are older, but I still feel young. So watch you leave my shoulder. Lean on another one. I'm living in the city. don't know if it'll last. It's hard to flirt with the future and still date the past.
There are a million things that can keep a person up at night. And when I close my eyes, I go back in time when everything was fine and you're still here. There are a million people who will never even know that sweet look on your face when you're bounding through the door. The secret messages that you left behind for us to find. If this feeling were a currency, I would be a billionaire. There are a million pictures just living in your phone. Smile. Everywhere you ever went is now living somewhere in a cloud. Someone says your name, I always turn around. If this feeling were currency,
don't wanna unlock your door. You don't, dog. let me hear me cry. Baby, let your poor boy in. I'm buying, baby, about where you been. No, I ain't, honey. Yeah, honey, now. I ain't buying, dog. Yeah, honey, now. Duck and dodge, you can't duck and dodge no more. Out, baby, can't duck and dive no more. Won't do me, baby, baby, like you done before. Yeah, no dog, no foot. Tell me, baby, honey, what you got inside? Tell me, baby, honey, what you got inside? Been loving so long, why'd you wanna go and hide?
CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Hi, my name is Alan Cross. I am a person who got their start in radio at CKUW. And you are listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Have you seen the news? It's been bad today. Been outside, it's starting to look pretty gray. There used to be birds in the sky, there used to be bison on the plains. How can we live on the land we stole and not think to ask how to treat it well? Have you learned to see more than with your eyes? Have you learned to feel what is the truth inside? 'Cause all this confusion, the digital world is starting to eat up the real thing. Have you seen the news? It's been bad today. Have you earned your keep? Have you paid your debts?
selfishly saving. When will you place your bets? 'Cause what good is money if it don't get spent? You don't always have to work for yourself. What's the deal with love? Is it right for you? This we ask ourselves, knowing what is true. So why spend your time being oh so sad, when you could be living oh so happily? Have you seen the news? It's been bad today.
That's what you get for staring at your phone. Stupid Instagram. All right. I'm going to put my phone away. It's CKW. It's 95.9 FM. It is the Night Danger radio show. And it's 12:51, almost 12:52 in the AM. And it's our Folk Fest and Winnipeg Punk Fest preview shows. We're going to start with the Folk Fest, which, as I said off the top, is now officially sold out. You cannot find a ticket anywhere, although that's not true. That's not true. I reposted the sold out thing on Instagram and Facebook. And if you're desperate for a ticket and you're out there, look up the Folk Festival on, I believe, Facebook and Instagram have this. And there are people in threads saying that they're selling tickets. Now, be careful. Be very careful. Because it is a little bit risky, you know, going that route. But, yeah, I mean, there's still, we got to be like we got to give the benefit of the doubt sometimes, you know. I mean, there are honest people out there who legitimately can't go to the folk festival now. Something's come up, and they're trying to sell their tickets. So, but yeah, just every precaution must be taken when you're dealing with the public, because yeah, of course, there's those people that are just trying to profit off of other people's backs and off the folk fest back. So, so be careful. But I did see, you know, messages out there that said, "Man, I can't go. I've got four tickets. Who wants them?" Da 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 da. And yeah, so just be careful out there. But anyway, so there's the first set of new music, and those artists that you just heard are all going to be at the folk festival at one time or another, on one stage or another. We just heard Winnipeg's own Fontaine, whose new record is blowing my mind. The new record is called Good Buddy. And yeah, just, well, it's new. It's a newer record. It's 2025. But anyhow, we played the title track off that record. There are so many good songs on there, but there's one that really grabbed me. It's the final track off the record. It's called Land Back. And if you get a chance, you know, listen to that one. And if I get a chance, I'm going to see if I can't perhaps purchase Good Buddy at the Winnipeg Folk Festival at the Music Tent, perhaps. And it is out on vinyl, so vinyl and digital. No CD. CDs are slowly kind of going away. Oh, what a shame. What a shame. The Secret Beach, also from Winnipeg, before that, with Have You Seen the News? Question mark. And yeah, I try to sometimes avoid the news if I can, because a lot of it's complete nonsense. But anyways, that's from a record called We Were Born Here. What's Your Excuse? Yeah, indeed. 2024, and that's Victory Pool is the record label that put it out. And that's Mr. Micah Ehrenberg. And yeah, I'm actually going to try and see if Micah will sit down with me sometime at the festival and do a little yakking on the old recorder machine. And then we'll bring it back to the studio here and we'll play it for you folks in a week or two or whatever. So there you go. Hopefully it works out. Another guy that I kind of reached out to was the guy we played before that, who I'd never heard of before, which is another beautiful thing about the folk festival. You'll just discover so many unbelievable bands. But his name is Nat Myers. We played a song called Duck and Dodge. The blues, man, the blues. From a record called Yellow Peril from 2023, and it's on Easy Eye Sound. And yeah, when I heard that, I'm like, damn. And I reached out, but have not heard yet. But maybe we'll get an interview with Nat Myers. Who knows? You never know. Someone I didn't reach out to that maybe I should have is the one and only Kathleen Edwards. We heard her it's just the title track. It's called Billionaire, from her 2025 record of the same name, put out by Dual Tone Records. And Kathleen will be great. That record, Billionaire, is so, so good. And it kind of shows you, like, I came in thinking, oh, you know, billionaires, they're going to be talking about the president, you know, and it's going to be some song, you know, some anti, you know, president song or something. And it is not, as if you were listening to the lyrics on that, it's not. It's funny. You come in with these preconceived notions. You're like, oh, I know what that's about. No, I don't. No, I don't. That's incorrect. And off the top, it was Joe Nolan with Hardwood Floors from his, well, 2022 record called Lost Verses, which was put out by Fallen Tree Records. And Lost Verses is another excellent, wicked record. And apparently the whole record was written because he keeps like diaries, I guess. He didn't call them diaries. What do they call them? But anyways, like the equivalent of a diary, and I guess like notebooks and stuff. And he writes everything down, much like Gord Downie used to. Gord Downie used to, you know, walk around with a big notebook, and if something was like, oh, that's cool, he would write it down, right? And so I guess that's what Joe did. And then Joe went back through all his old writings, his old journals, I guess, maybe they called them, and he put out a record, you know, based on all that. And man, that record is worth listening to absolutely positively. So Lost Verses by Joe Nolan. Make sure you check it out. And make sure you check out Joe if you're lucky enough to have a ticket to the Winnipeg Folk Festival, because he's going to be amazing. So I may reach out to Joe, but I don't know if he's on our list. I'll check. and see. But listen, speaking of interviews, it looks like I'll probably end up doing an interview with the band Goat, who we're going to hear in a little bit. But Goat are an anonymous band. And so the interview that I've been talking with their tour manager about would be a phone interview. He actually, the tour manager, who's really awesome, by the way, and he was like, hey, listen, man, no one's ever done an in-person interview with Goat ever. And he said, in fact, I'm their tour manager, and I've only spoken with certain members of the band in person once in the I don't know how long he's been the tour manager for, but anyways, they're a very private, anonymous band. But I'm hoping that, and I'm thinking more now, like after Folk Fest, that we could set something up where I just maybe get a couple or one of the band members from Goat, and we'll talk a little bit about them. They're from Sweden. And they're incredible. I mean, yeah, we're going to play them in a little bit. But, you know, before we do that, we're going to play someone that, you know, I'm looking forward to a lot of bands. I'm looking forward to, like, the obvious one is Engin de Poitry, and they're probably the most famous band playing. But Billy Bragg, to me, is right up there with Engin. Goat are way up there. Cat Clyde is going to be massive. And, you know, now I'm kind of, you know, like, I should say, actually, sorry, that I'm going to be interviewing Ribbon Skirt from Montreal, which is going to be incredible. But I'm also looking forward to Wolf Parade, who are going to be just unbelievable. And who else is there? What's that one band? Oh, it's a horse. Did I leave them out of the list? I think I did. Oh, I gotta look this up. But anyways, yeah, there's so many great bands that are gonna be playing this festival. But I think I have to play an entire set just for Billy Bragg. Let's do that right now. And remember, Sunday at 6 p.m. I don't remember what, I'll look it up right now, but he's also playing a daytime workshop as well, which is incredible. I'll look that up and let you guys know after the set. Let's go with it. It's, 6-7 in a row by Billy Bragg at CKW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going until 3 in the morning. And, yeah, we're also going to be covering your Folk Fest for you. Lots of pictures, hopefully, and some interviews.